Welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast. I am Garth Nelson, and with me is...
Jen Barr.
How's it going?
It's going.
Very good.
So we
always like to start off with what we did this week besides playing Mahjong, and I did nothing. Except play Mahjong. My entire week was entirely Mahjong related. Well, except for...
Yeah, you didn't play Mahjong the whole time. So it's Mahjong related, but that doesn't mean that you did nothing but play Mahjong.
It's a good point. I guess, yeah, when you say, so like on Wednesday, there was the pachinko thing. Jen and Garth are in a pachinko game. How do you like that?
Yay!
Way to go, us.
I'm also in a pachinko slot machine game.
Oh, that's right.
Or slot machine, yeah.
So you had already jumped this hurdle. But this is my first pachinko
game. The other one was slot machine, so.
I sort of put them all in the same category, it's true.
Yeah, well, I did too. I said I'm in a pachinko game on Twitter or something, and someone said, this is a slot machine. I was like, oh, sorry, yes.
Put you in your place, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
So I did get to see the pachinko game, but I did not get to play.
Oh.
Because Moriyama seemed intent on going to lunch, and I guess we won't play the game.
Aww.
The girl, do you know that girl, Natsuki? She's like, her actual name seems to be Gravia Idol Natsuki. Like, that's in all the news reports I saw, there was always how she was referred to as Gravia Idol Natsuki. Like, she has no last name, or, you know, her family name is actually Gravia Idol.
No, I only met her that one time at the shoot that we were at. Actually, at the recording. And nope, I haven't met or seen her since then. But this machine is pretty cool. What's it called?
It's called, in Japanese, Mahjong Nangoku. Nangoku Mahjong. It's called Nangoku Mahjong, or CG Nangoku Mahjong, which would mean, you know, I don't know, South Pacific would, I guess, be the way we'd probably say it in English.
Yeah, it's like island...
Yeah.
Islander kind of idea, I would think. And then Mahjong, and the cool thing is that we are the only Mahjong pros in it.
Yes. Right. Yeah, in case I failed to make that very clear.
Not only are we in it, we are the only two Mahjong pros in it.
We're the only Americans in it. In fact, there are more Americans in this game than there are Japanese people.
Yeah, even one of the... There's also some cartoon characters, and even one of them is American.
Wow.
Yeah. Chris something, the girl Chris.
I am looking forward to finding this game in the pachinko parlor at some point.
Have you been in one before?
I have been in two pachinko parlors.
Oh.
And now that I'm in a pachinko game, I suppose I can't say I don't understand what's fun about pachinko.
Yeah, you better stop saying
that. Now I have found the fun in pachinko.
Yeah, if anyone says that to you, now you can say the fun is that I am in it.
Yes. You get to play with me. That's what I did. That's the one thing. That is the least Mahjong related thing I did all week, and it was still fairly Mahjong related. How about you? Did you have any events this week?
I wasn't able to make it to that event.
Yes.
But
a pity.
I played in Women's League.
Ah, yes.
On Saturday.
All right, well, that's a good segue, because that's what I want to talk about next. Congratulations to Jen, making it to the A-League.
Yay, I'm an A-leaguer.
Way to go.
Even if it is only women.
Well, all right.
I'm still an A-leaguer.
But, you know, I mean, the Renmei women are not a, you know, weak group of Mahjong players.
Yeah.
There are some tough Mahjong players in that group.
So now I'm in the same league as, like, Rumi Nikaido, Aki Nikaido. Kaori Shimizu was the winner last year, so she hasn't played this year. If she does not defend her title, then she will be in A-League again as well. Kozue is up there.
Nakata.
But I think Nakata is probably up for the finals. They have the playoff. So the top 20 players are in A-League.
Uh-huh.
And then 5 move down, 5 move up each year. And also next year they will have a C-League.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there was a chance of moving down from B-League.
Wow.
So B-League will have 36 people next year.
Wow,
and then
I wonder if I could get into the C-League.
And anything below that, then they will be in the C-League.
Huh.
And also, in December, the top 8 people from The top 8 people from the A-League have a playoff. Uh-huh. And then from there, I think the top 3 or 4 move on to the final. I think the top 4 move on to the final and play against the defending champion.
Kind of like
I think it's 5-person table. It might be 4-person. It might be the top 3. I can't remember, but...
Interesting. Well, that also creates a nice segue into the other news. Obviously, the biggest news this week was you moving into the A-League.
But also, Michiyuki moved back into the A-League.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, she was the first ever winner of the Women's League.
Wow, and then dropped down to B.
She did drop down to B last year, and she moved right back up. Actually, she didn't just move up. She won the whole thing. She got first place in B League.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
Yep.
Coming back strong.
Yeah.
Way to go, Michi.
Yeah, that's good news.
Way to go, Michi. Way to go, Yuki.
Yeah, her first name is... Well, like, her last name and first name both sound like first names.
Yes, so. That's why I think I got a little confused
there. Yeah, we usually call her Mi-chan. Yeah.
All right, so that's obviously the biggest Mahjong news of the week, but I suppose we should probably talk about the 10 Steps tournament. There are probably people who think that's big news, too.
Yeah, it's that tiny thing.
Okay, yes. It is probably the most prestigious tournament in our pro league. Title-wise, I guess it comes after, say, the Hawaii title.
Yeah.
But, of course, we have no shot at the Hawaii title, at least until we make it to the... to A1 league.
Right.
So we do at least have a shot at this title, but I bounced out in the third step. And did you play this year?
No, I did not play.
So, but anyway, yeah, I don't think the farthest you and I have ever made it has been, what, third or fourth step?
I made it to the fifth before.
Wow.
Last year. Yeah, last year I did really good.
Holy crap.
I made it to the fifth, and I just barely lost the fifth. And in the fifth. I almost made it to the sixth.
I think you always complain that Garth always does better than me. I'm not even sure if I've made it to the fourth step. I did make it 2 steps, but I think the time that I made it 2 steps was when I was still in our,
Right.
When we were still starting from the first step.
Yeah, last year we started in the second step. Or I started in second, you started in third.
Third, maybe.
So even though I started in second and you started in third, and not only did I start in second, I had to play second twice.
Right, because of the way our thing works.
How was it this year? Were there 2-3?
There were 2-3s, yeah. So I lost in the first step of the third step. So I'm actually, when we are playing, I am fond of calling it the 11 steps tournament, or also sometimes the 10 and a half steps.
Are there 2-2s and 2-3s?
No, but I mean if there are 2...
Oh, yeah, because it's Jude on 10.
Yeah, yeah.
But, actually, it's kind of already correct, because we only have...
That's true, yeah. There's
only have 9 done.
But they do have a tournament after the...
I see.
So I guess that could be, you could consider that the 10th step.
Maybe you become the 10th step.
Yes.
You are the only 10th step in the league.
Somebody's step. Anyway. Somebody
I see.
Used me.
So they only had 2 step 3s this time.
2 step 3s. I lost in the first half of step 3. And at some point, I'm going to write a column about the complaint that I got from Yamai about still playing to win the hand at the end of the game, even though I had no chance to move on. This is something we have complained about to each other quite a bit, and I think their thinking is entirely wrong.
Yeah, because I gotta say, I definitely would have hurt if somebody had played that way.
Uh-huh.
On Saturday, because there were 2 people at our table, me and Mizukoshi, that were in it to move up. And if anyone else at the table had played, not to Furikomu or not to play into somebody else's hand, it definitely would have benefited her.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Yeah, again. But we will discuss that again at some point. But
Or if they threw away their hand and didn't win, because people did win off of her. They did win off of me, and as it should be.
Right.
So if they had not played that way, it definitely would have made a difference, and she definitely would have benefited because she was ahead in the beginning.
And I think that's wrong.
Yeah. So
for so many different reasons.
Yeah.
But in the 10 Steps tournament, getting back to that other minor news that we were keep trying to get ourselves to.
I just have to bring it back to Women's League. I'll find a way to bring it back to the Women's League.
In another minute or so.
With every segment today.
Congratulations to Naoki Setokuma. He is the current Hawaii holder, Phoenix Cup holder, and he won this event too. I believe it is his first time winning this event. He was in the finals last year, but he lost to Horiuchi, who was, of course, defending his title. And, yeah, Setukuma was super strong the whole time.
I think the last Hoi to win it was Maehara. Hmm. But he did that when he was Hoi as well.
Oh, yeah, I guess
it, when he was Phoenix Cup holder.
It is a pretty easy step, I guess, for the... Well, I'm not sure if the Hoi has a straight jump to the...
I think they have a jump to at least to the tournament, yeah.
Right, okay. So that does make things a lot easier for the Hoi Phoenix Cup holder. But,
yeah,
you know,
but, I mean, in Maehara's case, he's, like, ninth level anyway,
right.
So he'll be pretty close to the tournament already when he gets there.
I think Setukuma is still maybe seventh step, so... But he gets to skip three steps, I guess, by just going straight to the tournament. But still, you know, he does have to win from there on out, and he killed it. He chose to be out the first game. There are five players on the final table, so that means that for the first 10 games, one person will be sitting out each game. He sat out for the first game, and. This is something we're going to talk about in a little bit. The way Horiuchi played benefited Mito, and Mito ended up drawing I think he drew a 6,000 points all hand. He, as Oya, as dealer, he drew a Hanemon.
Mm-hmm.
And because of something goofy that Horiuchi did, it helped Mito end up drawing his winner.
Mm-hmm.
And because of things like that, Horiuchi just got... But commentating wise, they just murdered him.
Wow.
The whole tournament. And, all right, we're going to come back to him in a little bit. But, so then after that, Setukuma came on. His first game, he won in a huge way. I think he won with 50,000 or 60,000 points.
Wow.
He only took second in the next game. And then in the third game, the last game of the day, he again won with 60, 70,000 points. So after the first day, he was already over 100 points.
Were there only three games the first day?
There are four games, but he sat out the first game.
Oh, I see.
So
Four games each day.
Okay. And in general, so that means that almost everybody will have will sit out one game each day. And so then, after the first day, he was already over 100 points. and everybody else, I think Horiuchi had five. He was closest with 5 points, and Setukuma was already over 100. And then after the second day, it's same thing. And then after the second day, Moriyama so Horiuchi's been getting crap from the commentators, although he can't hear it. Then at the table, final comments for the table that day, Moriyama comes out, doesn't say any names, but it's obvious who he's talking about. He's obviously not talking about Setukuma, right?
Yeah.
He's just saying, you know, if the level of play wasn't so crappy, maybe I could do a little better. and Moriyama was in last place. And you're like, oh, well, you know, all right, I can see what you're saying and why you're saying it, but man, does it look uncool to, talk crap about people from last place.
Yeah. Actually, that kind of, that reminds me of, you know, we were talking last week about manners, and you were asking me about any manners, and so I was kind of on the spot then, but I thought about it all week long. That's practically all I thought about. The entire week was the manners and... No, but a lot of the manners, I think, came from... This is just a side comment, but they came from sore losers, I would think. Because, who cares if you use both hands to show your hand or one hand to show your hand? You lose the hand, you lose the hand. But that's you showed it with only one hand. That's bad manners,
I think especially the thinking there is that if you do it with one hand, if you have your whole hand to flip over, you can't flip it over all at once. And that's sort of like slow rolling in poker, right?
Yeah, but I mean, slow rolling too. It's bad manners, but
you still lost the hand.
Yeah,
right? There's no reason to say that one is it didn't affect the game. Actually.
And also, when people are really slow rolling, they make a point of taking a long time to turn over the rest of the hand. Mm. There's a lot of people, if they show their hand with one hand, they still do it really fast.
Right.
It's not like they're trying to take a long time on purpose. I mean, I think there's a lot of manners like that that are just made by sore losers. And, and I'm not saying Mariam is a sore loser, but it definitely looks like that when you say that at that time. Yeah.
And it's understandable what he was saying, and I'm sure a lot of Mahjong players probably agreed with him. But, all right, I keep... almost segueing into my next the next thing there, but I want to keep talking about just the tournament itself. It was broadcast on the internet sort of TV web broadcast
Nico
channel.
Nico yeah.
Doga. I'm not sure. What does Doga mean? Something moving
video?
Stream.
It means video.
That's what I mean. Nico Nico. In fact, it does say that in the actual web title, the web page, doesn't it? Nico yeah. Video. So yeah, it was broadcast on the Nico Nico video streaming site.
Yeah, it's similar to Ustream, I would think.
And I was commentating. It was pretty fun. I was speaking Japanese, of course, and you know, most of my lines were already decided for me, so I was just kind of trying to get them out in the format that they were given to me. But man, thanks to all the fans for their support of my totally goofy Japanese. I can't believe how many mistakes I made, and yet how much everybody was just,
excuse
you know, supporting.
Me.
Ah, no problem. Take a break.
No, we're good. I just had to sneeze.
Okay, okay, me too. So, you know, cool thanks to the fans for tuning in and for supporting everybody that they did. And that gets me... Alright, finally I feel like I can segue into what I wanted to talk about in our sort of what we usually call strategy, but this is not really strategy. Although I guess it's sort of, you know, publicity strategy.
Well, there's... Yeah, okay.
So the subject I want to talk about is commentating on the game and talking about other people's style of play. And what is really appropriate when you're talking about the way other players are playing.
Right.
In the tournament, you know, commentating, and of course, like I said, after the second day, Moriyama said specifically about some of the players, not directly to them, since he didn't say any names, but it was fairly obvious who he was talking about, that, you know, this really low level of play is not interesting, and it's you know, it's not the kind of thing that you know, it's not professional.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, like we're saying right now, is it also seems a little bit unprofessional to be berating players for their style of play in such a situation.
Yeah, I think like when you're watching it and giving examples, it might be a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But also one of the things is that because he is a JPML pro,
right?
Whether or not his superiors think he plays like a pro.
And that's Ryuji, right. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
That's kind of interesting because, you know, as the pro league is certainly still giving him his like license, basically, to be a pro.
Right.
And then he's saying that this is not professional. That's kind of interesting.
The whole sort of irony, or I mean almost hypocrisy of the situation is a little bit like, oh gosh, what are you thinking there? So are you going to throw him out because you don't think his style of play is professional enough?
And you know what? You know, that's... I mean, well, he has results, but I guess...
Yeah, and
if,
that's the
if
thing.
They're going to do that, then that's one way of at least validating what they're saying.
Right. But I don't think... And so what I want to say is that I really don't think that is a good strategy for what we wanted for what we want to do, you know? I mean, really... The poor guy was under attack the entire tournament, like from pretty much from game one. What's his name? I can't believe I'm calling Kojima. What's his name? But Kojima Sensei, our you know the
yeah
pretty Takeo
much the Kojima,
most famous guy in our pro
Mr.
league,
Mr. Mahjong,
instantly was just like, oh, you know, this Mahjong is terrible. You know, this is I can't believe we're showing this, like saying stuff like that. And you know the other commentators they're trying to follow without totally you know agreeing with him but still sort of you know not disagreeing with him. And what I feel like is, you know, what are we trying to accomplish when we have games on TV like this? You know, I feel like, you know, we're trying to make Mahjong more popular. Isn't that what we want? We want people to want to play Mahjong more,
yeah.
Right? And by far, from day one, Horiyuchi had the most most support from the fans.
Oh, really?
And you know, it's funny that you know, from the fans,
and you know this because you can see the chat,
right?
Yeah,
so
there's a live chat that goes with the live broadcast.
So yeah, I did get a lot of support from the chat. Like whenever I came on, people were just all Garth.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So, but you know, that was fun. But then also Horiyuchi, like player-wise, he had the most support from the fans. And it was interesting to hear, to see their comments, you know, like right after some, like Kojima or some of the other commentators are saying, you know, his style of play is totally unprofessional.
Yeah.
The fans' comments were all like, oh, he's got the most professional style of play there. You know, from other pros' perspective, all right, that's definitely not the case. But for, you know, for Kojima and the other pros to be saying, you know, this style of play is totally unacceptable, and that's the style of play that is the most popular.
Yeah.
What is the result there? Of course, the player, the people listening or the people watching, can only think, well, gosh, you know, my style of play, the style of play that I think is okay, is totally unacceptable. Well, all right, why should I play Mahjong then? People are just going to berate me for playing like this.
Or even, like, why should I watch this and listen to these commentators?
Telling
even if they're not going to stop playing Mahjong, and definitely we want them to watch.
Right.
Yeah.
It seems like taking entirely the wrong approach to commentating. Like, as a professional, I think it's part of our duty to say, well, you know, I don't think that this would generally be a winning style of play. But the thing is, the guy that they're attacking has results. He is was he the defending champion of this tournament from last year? He won Champions League.
Yeah.
That's another one of our major tournaments. And he is the highest ranked player at the Mahjong parlor that he works at. So, you know, I mean, he's definitely figured out a style that works for him somehow in the situations that he's been in. And, you know, if you've been listening to me, I've been berating his style of play for several weeks now. But I think I've stopped short a little bit of saying, you know, you can't play that way.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know.
You said it's, like, ridiculous, things like that. Yeah. But, I mean, like, a lot of people think Hisato Sasaki.
Yes, exactly.
Plays in a ridiculous way, and he's loved by the, you know,
right,
by the other pros.
Well, but I think he also started out, he got a lot of crap from Kojima. Kojima did not think that his style of play was really acceptable for a long time.
Yeah.
And so I think he's, you know, other players have come around to appreciate Hisato's style. I don't know if people will come around to appreciate Horiuchi's style. And and it's too bad for Horiuchi, too, because, you know, after Setukuma came in and just, you know, beat the crap out of everybody that first day, then he beat the crap out of him again the second day, he was still, I think he had like 100, maybe he may have had 120 by the end of the second day, and everybody else was even farther minus. So, you know, it was extremely unlikely that anybody was going to be able to win. Besides Setukuma,
mm-hmm,
after the second day. And I think Horiuchi probably went home and watched the broadcasts, because it was very clear after, you know, the second and third days that he changed the way he played.
Oh, wow.
And Mito also changed the way he played. And I'm not sure if it was, a lot of people said it was probably because he had watched the broadcasts when he went home. But also, at the beginning of the third day, Moriyama just started berating him and Mito for the way they played and said, you know, the way you're playing is totally unprofessional. It's just, you know, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I don't know. I feel a little bit like, man, Moriyama. And he's doing this from last place, as if, you know, he wouldn't be in last place if everybody else were playing better Mahjong. And, you know, I think he probably got a little unlucky with a lot of the things that he did. And it's true that the way they played ended up hurting him more than it hurt, like, say, Setukuma.
Mm-hmm.
But to berate them for the way they play, especially in the tournament, and they worked hard to get that far.
Right.
And it seems to me like it should be their right to play the way they want to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, in private, I think he can talk to players about the way they play and say, look, and, you know, as our teacher of Mahjong.
Well, yeah, as the vice president of JPML, certainly he has every right to give his opinion about how people play.
Right, but in the tournament, to tell players that the way they're playing is just unacceptable is like, wow, that was a little much, I thought. And then also to have the commentators berating those players the whole way through too. It was a little bit much for me. And what I want to compare this to in the end is the World Series of Poker. 10 years ago, the World Series of Poker was won by, about 10 years ago, it was won by, what, Chris Moneymaker.
Mm-hmm.
And up until that time, it had been pretty much, you know, poker pros, people who mostly, you know, who played poker for a living or who played poker a lot, who won the World Series of Poker.
Mm-hmm.
And it became a lot more popular when that guy won. And it was, you know, after a while, it became very clear that he was not that advanced a poker player. And because a poker player of that caliber was able to win the World Series of Poker, it made poker a lot more popular for people who were not necessarily that strong poker players.
Yeah, and certainly at the time, I mean, he certainly also improved a lot after he won that, because he got a lot more experience and everything, too.
Of course.
But yeah, at the time, it was like a layman, and he can win it, and he just happens to have the last name Moneymaker. That was awesome.
Yeah, what a stroke of...
Yeah, but all pro players love Chris Moneymaker because he won.
Exactly. He made the game better for all the pros.
Yeah.
And I don't think when he was, you know, when he was playing whatever he did that made him seem, you know, that made him seem like not, you know, like as seasoned a player as the other pros, I'm sure they did not berate him for his style of play.
There may have been people who did.
Well, right, but they, you know, the people who want the game to... game to grow are not going to do that.
Yeah.
And if we want Mahjong to grow, I think we need to encourage people to play the way they want to play. I mean, we can offer our insight for, you know, better ways to play here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But if people have found a style that they enjoy playing, you know, who are you? First of all, who are you to tell them that they can't play that way? And second of all, you know, I think it just hurts the game.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is one of the things. I just remembered. One of the comments that they kept saying about the way those guys play was, they're just playing to win. Like, they just want to win. And then when you say something like that, it's like, okay. Then they would go on sometimes to explain, like, you know, it's not. It shouldn't be about winning. And Kojima said this to me also, kind of behind the scenes. You know, it's a game of four people. At the end of the game, somebody is going to have won the game. And it shouldn't matter so much who that person is as, you know, did you play Mahjong as well as you could? Like, did you play the best Mahjong you could?
Mm-hmm.
And I do understand that way of thinking.
Yeah, for sure.
A little bit. But the thing is, it is a game.
Yeah.
And what is the object of a game? The object of these games is to win. And to say that the way people's playing style, the reason that people's playing style is wrong is because they're just trying to win. Seems like a really strange complaint.
Yeah, well, he wrote a blog about that, actually, and Kime translated it for our website.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it was for the Mahjong Fight Club blog. And we translated that onto the website. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and take a look at that. It has Kojima's idea of, or his opinion about playing. And he doesn't, and it certainly says he does not play to win. He plays to show good Mahjong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that he says, you know, a lot of young people don't do.
And it's impressive. Like, while just trying to show good Mahjong, he does still actually win quite a bit.
Yeah.
So he must be showing some pretty darn good Mahjong. But I think, if our ultimate goal is to have Mahjong grow as a game, and, you know, who knows if it could ever be as popular as poker, but wouldn't it be nice if we could get, you know, Mahjong to grow, you know, to some stature that is similar to you know, the way poker has grown in the last, say, 10-15 years.
Yeah, well, I think as far as, like, how many people play it, we were starting way ahead of poker.
Yeah, so there's just so many people play, but then, yeah. You know, I think the popularity is declining a little bit in Japan.
Yeah, well, also, like, there's, you know, that if we want tournaments, there needs to be more tournaments that people have access to as
right.
well. So, I mean, having a pro tournament and then saying this person isn't playing pro, that's a little bit different than if they had an open tournament
right.
and there's an amateur playing
right.
and saying this person is not playing professionally, because they wouldn't be expected to.
It is true. I do understand all that thinking. But still, I do feel, after all the complaints I've made about Horiuchi, I somehow feel a little sorry for the guy, because, you know, he did make it to the finals of the tournament, and it should be, I feel like he should have the right to play the way he wants to, even you know, if I'm going to berate him for the way that he wants to play, I think, you know, it is his right.
We have company. Yes. Do you think that you'd feel that way if you were part of the tournament?
I would, you know.
If you were at the final table with him, would you feel the same way, or do you think that you would?
After I lost,
be
I would
similar
probably,
to Moriyama.
I might make comments of that kind.
We have guests in the bar we're working in today, so you might hear some extra voices.
But yes, I'm definitely not known for my graceful losing posture. But yeah, I.
But you think if you looked back on it later, you would?
Yes, and I do always regret when I'm a bad loser that I wish I had lost a little more gracefully there.
Yeah.
But yeah. I feel like with the commentating, I think we should rethink, or some of the commentators should rethink the way they approach it, because I think it's not helping the sport grow, or helping the game grow. All right. If you would like to check out the game, you can look at it on Nico Nico television. And so that's... you do have to get a membership to do that. But yeah, it's not that big a deal. It's like, I think, 500 yen for a month.
Yeah.
All right, and let's start wrapping it up. What's going on this month? Pretty much the same old stuff. We've got the OESN, if you happen to be in Japan. Oh, one other result I wanted to talk about. The Copenhagen Reach Open was won by Senechal Duhois. Or Duhois. I'm not sure exactly.
Oh, that was just this past weekend.
That was this last weekend, yes.
Yesterday it ended.
In Copenhagen.
Way to get those results.
Yeah. Well, it was on Mahjong News.
Yeah.
And it was an interestingly written article. They were sort of jabbing at the French and the Netherlands. They were definitely talking about how much better Reach Mahjong players are in... the strongest
Okay,
Reach
well,
Mahjong
there's certainly a rivalry between Denmark and the Netherlands already, so, yeah.
They were claiming that they are the stronger of the two. despite his lackluster performance in the Netherlands last month, he won the tournament in Denmark against much stronger players, apparently. So congratulations to Senechal Duhol.
How did Jem do? Did you see that?
I did not see how she did, but she...
way to go, Jem.
Yes. Way to do as well as we did not here. You did. What was I going to say? Well, anyway, yes. Congratulations to Senechal. And let's wrap it up. We've got OESN coming up. If you happen to be in Japan, be good for you to make it to one of those qualifiers. What else is going on? JPT?
Japan Poker Tour is still going on. If you are in Japan or have a Japanese address, you can play on PokerStars. They have free rolls every day. Two free rolls every day, I believe. And the final will be on the 29th and 30th of October to win a package to the APPT. Also, you can check out our online shop, mahjongmart.com. Forget that. You can get my book on Amazon, Reach Mahjong, The Only Way to Play. We're both on Twitter, Garth, G-A-R-T-H-E-E-E. Also, I'm Mahjong Jen with only one N.
Yes, those
Anything
are
else?
Lots of ways to contact us. One other way to contact us, if you wanted to send a message, I am Garth E at reachmahjong.com, G-A-R-T-H-E-E-E at reachmahjong.com, and your address is?
Jen, J-E-N-N, at reachmahjong.com.
All right, thanks.
And also, don't forget to check out the actual website, reachmahjong.com.
Oh, yeah.
And
we have a whole website.
We are on Mahjong Fight Club. The Konami video game.
Oh, yes.
We're on Ron, RON2.jp. That's you can find us lots of places.
Yes. Go ahead. Just to give you a veritable washing list of places to find us. All right. Thanks again for tuning in, and hope to talk to you guys again next week.
Sorry for the extra noise at the end here. We had some some visitors to our studio.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Later.